Some charlatans are still smarting over being left off the list of 20 finalists for Amazon's massive second headquarters. And that's led some to ask what was wrong with us and our bid. Ronnie Bryant of the Charlotte Regional Partnership says nothing. The group helped put together the bid. Bryant's now speaking publicly for the first time about that process. WFAE's David Borax spoke with Bryant this morning.
Charlotte was one of 238 cities that responded to Amazon's request for proposals for its $5 billion HQ2. A week ago, the company narrowed the list to 20, but Charlotte wasn't on it. Other southeastern cities were, including Raleigh, Atlanta, Nashville, and Miami. Bryant says he immediately had questions about Amazon's list.
It would disappoint. And it was very obvious to us when you look at the list based on the criteria that was provided to us. There obviously were some other evaluation criteria that we were not made privy to, which is not unusual in an economic development competitive situation. We did have an opportunity to spend a few minutes on the phone with the project lead, and she shared with us some good news. They were very impressed with the growth rate of our tech talent in this region in terms of we're leading the nation in terms of the growth rate. Very impressed with the quality of our airport, very impressed with the quality of our public transportation infrastructure in terms of at least where we're planning to go from here. But the one area that they expressed some concern that really, as was articulated to me, that was a competitive disadvantage for us is the current pool of tech talent.
In general, do you think that the Charlotte market can do more to attract more tech workers? And the other issue is, you know, we don't have a major research university. We have UNC Charlotte, which does give tech degrees, but is that enough?
Well, I don't know if I can say that's enough because it wasn't enough for Amazon. But I will say that we knew going into this that the critical mass of tech workers was going to be important to Amazon, without a doubt. But we also coupled that with two things that you mentioned. One was the fact that we are the number one growth market for tech workers in the country. Over 77% growth rate over the last couple of years. That's based on year-to-year growth.
So we're adding tech jobs.
We are adding tech jobs at the fastest rate than any metropolitan area in this country. But even beyond the making the short list or not making the short list, I want to make it very clear that this was an unprecedented regional experience. We brought together organizations that we've never worked as close with before. And we truly put together a proposal that showed the highlights of this region. And we compiled information that we are continuing to use in other proposals. This is a dynamic, competitive region. And I cringe sometimes when I hear people say, well, where did we mess up? Where did we go wrong? We did not go wrong.
There is a lot of questions right now about what was in the proposal. Can you tell us what the economic incentives were that were offered in that package?
No, we're not at liberty to talk about it. I know there's a lot of dismay about the incentive package. There are two very highly confidential parts of the proposal. One is relative to the incentives from the governmental entities that are involved, and I mentioned two states as well as the counties. And the other is the sites. We submitted 22 sites. And upon receiving this information from the owners of the sites, as well as those who supplied us the numbers relative to incentives from the individual governmental entities, my promise to them was that that information would be compiled and it would be for Amazon's eyes only. And I will stick by my word. That is the way we gain credibility and integrity with our partners. We maintain that level of confidentiality, and that's just the way it is.
Some local elected officials want to know what was in the city's pitch to Amazon. Most cities have kept their proposals secret, but a few have publicized them, like the $2.2 billion offered by Chicago and $7 billion from Newark, New Jersey. Bryant says he's happy to meet with officials, but won't disclose the whole package, even to them. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.